This hour's new sponsor is your neighborhood Ace Stores. For the brand names you want, the rewards you need, and the professional advice to get the job done, visit Ace Hardware in Bad Axe and Sebring. Ace Hardware. Here is the latest news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Dina Bruderek. As Michigan's spring riding season begins, excitement fills the air as motorcyclists hit the roads once more. Amidst the anticipation, safety remains paramount. With numerous bikers gearing up for their journeys, both riders and drivers must stay vigilant. The message, "Look twice, save a life, motorcycles are everywhere," resonates, echoing a Bait of Michigan's urgent call. Drivers are urged to exercise caution, especially at intersections where car and motorcycle collisions often occur. Abate highlights the risks of left turns, emphasizing the need for drivers to be aware of approaching bikes. Safety isn't just drivers' responsibilities. Motorcyclists must also take proactive steps for their safety and legal compliance. Obtaining a cycle endorsement is essential. With motorist basic public classes available in Michigan for just $50, thanks to funding from Michigan motorcyclists. The president of Abate of Michigan underscores the importance of proper training. He notes the overrepresentation of untrained cyclists in Michigan's accidents and fatalities. Trained motorcyclists prioritize survival, as evidenced by state police records showing increased fatalities among unendorsed riders. As warm weather beckons riders, let us remember to share our responsibility for safety on the roads. Whether on two wheels or four, maintaining vigilance and respect for one another ensures a safe and enjoyable riding season for all. And the Sebring Police Department issued a crime alert on Facebook after a silver 2003 Buick sedan was stolen from the village during the overnight hours of Monday to Tuesday. The car left unlocked with keys in the ignition, was parked in the victim's driveway, and discovered missing around 2 p.m. on Tuesday. A few blocks away, an unlocked pickup truck was also targeted. A brown bifold wallet containing nearly $200, credit cards, and identification was taken during the same time frame. The stolen vehicle was apprehended around 1:30 a.m. on Wednesday by the Sterling Heights Police Department. Both the driver and passenger hailing from the Metro Detroit area were arrested for possession of the stolen vehicle. Then they were also found with possession of fentanyl, possession of drug paraphernalia, multiple warrants, and traffic violations. Needless to say, they'll be in Wayne County for a while. Chief Stephen Repke of the Sebring Police Department cautioned residents against leaving keys in vehicles and valuables in unlocked cars, emphasizing the prevention of easy targets for potential criminals. Despite Sebring's relatively low crime rate, students are encouraged to remain vigilant and adhere to security measures like the 9 p.m. routine. We will get more into that 9 p.m. routine later today, and that is just to prevent further incidents and always stay safe out there. And the Michigan police are launching Operation Ghost Rider. This is to crack down on distracted driving using unmarked vehicles. The operation involving state, county, and local agencies began on Monday. Spotters in unmarked vehicles will alert marked units when they observe distracted driving, particularly they're looking for cell phone use. Governor Whitmer's hands-free driving law that went into effect last June prohibits holding or supporting a phone while driving. Penalties range from fines to community service and driving courses for repeat offenders. Jim Salanti, the CEO of TIA and chairman of the Governor's Traffic Safety Advisory Commission's Distracted Driving Action Team, emphasized the importance of road safety to WDIV amid persistent dangers posed by distracted driving. Operation Ghost Rider was introduced in 2017 and will see multiple mobilizations in 2024. And we will be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? In addition to Ace's award-winning service, we have top-rated paint brands. Plus, our color matching technology allows us to match any color. So stop wandering and start painting Head to your neighborhood Ace today.
This is Sherry. Transform any room in your home. We carry Clark & Kensington, Benjamin Moore, and Royal Paint. We even have a computer color matcher to find exactly the color you need.
This is Tyler. We have a huge selection of colors. Don't forget all your painting supplies like brushes, rollers, paint sprayers, ladders, and drop cloths, along with professional advice on how to get the job done. When it comes to paint, we've got you covered. Visit Ace Hardware in Bad Axe or Seaboing Ace Hardware.
And we're back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel celebrated the Michigan House of Representatives' approval of Senate Bill 27, which passed with a 93-12 vote. The bill aims to ensure equal coverage for mental health and substance use disorder treatment under the insurance code. Nessel emphasized the necessity of such legislation, stating that Michigan residents deserve coverage parity for these crucial treatments. She highlighted the urgency of addressing the opioid epidemic and ensuring access to essential healthcare services. SB 27 addresses loopholes in federal law that allow insurers to avoid covering mental health and the substance use disorder treatments. It mandates insurers to provide these benefits on par with medical and surgical benefits. And a recent pre-ply study reveals that Michigan residents rank among the least patient when engaging with artificial intelligence. Despite frequent interactions, with 33% engaging multiple times per week, 24% admit to not using polite language. However, despite displaying impatience, 59% express some satisfaction with AI responses. This trend mirrors national patterns, with 1 in 3 Americans expressing frustration or anger toward AI. Understanding and addressing these behavioral patterns are crucial as our reliance on AI grows. Comparing local data to national trends provides insights into American interaction with AI. In an era dominated by technology, a reminder of the importance of courtesy, even in digital interactions, seems pertinent. And new estimates from the United Nations show that if the Israel-Hamas war stopped today, it would still take until 2040 to rebuild all the homes that have been destroyed in nearly 7 months of Israel's bombardment and ground offensives in the territory. The United States has pressured Israel to increase aid deliveries during the war. The death toll in Gaza is more than 34,500 Palestinians, and the territory faces a humanitarian catastrophe. The war has driven around 80% of Gaza's population of 2.3 million from their homes and pushed northern Gaza to the brink of famine. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has been pressing for a ceasefire deal while visiting the region. And that's the news we have for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Dina Bruderick. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, just head on over to thumbnet.net. This hour's news sponsor is your neighborhood Ace Stores. For the brand names you want, the rewards you need, and the professional advice to get the job done, visit Ace Hardware in Bad Axe and Sebring. Ace Hardware.